Montana's first nighter program. From the Little Theater off Times Square. Starring Owen Soule and Barbara Luddy with an all-star cast presented by Campana, the quality name in cosmetics. Theater time on the Great White Way, and Broadway is buzzing tonight with the excitement that always attends an opening night performance at the Little Theater off Times Square. Yes, a premiere on the Great White Way is something to see. And here's our genial first nighter, ready to take us to the theater.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. An opening night ties up traffic on the Great White Way, so I suggest we start. Here's my cab. Won't you step in? All right, driver, to the Little Theater. Up Broadway, and here's 42nd Street, crossroads of the world. And up where you see those dazzling lights is the Little Theater off Times Square. Well, here we are.
Man, talk about celebrity. Just the governor.
Oh, don't hurry me. I think I see Charles Boyd.
Hey, look at that new girl. Isn't that June Allison?
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seat.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Well, it's a distinguished-looking audience tonight. The house is packed with famous names. The program tells us that the play this evening is entitled Nonani, a drama of love by Peggy Blake. Co-starred are two of Theaterland's most talented players, Olin Soule and Barbara Luddy. Mr. Soule takes the part of Carl Tyler, a young farmer. Miss Luddy is cast as Nonani. And the all-star supporting cast includes Jane Morgan as Ma Tyler, Stacey Harris as Jed Tyler, Carl's brother, Hugh Studebaker as Mr. Beach, Willard Waterman as Monty Simmons, and other famous names. But I see that there's only a minute before first curtain, so let's relax and listen to Frank Worth and the famous First Nighter Orchestra.
Curtain, first curtain.
There's the signal for first curtain. The house lights are out, and here's the play.
There he is, Nonani. Let's see, which one is that? Oh, that's Jed Tyler. I didn't know which brother was coming to get you, but that's Jed. Howdy, Jed.
Howdy, Mr. Beach.
He's young, ain't he, Mr. Beach?
Well, Jed was born about 1832, so he's about 20 now, I reckon. His brother Carl's a little older than that.
Walker.
Well, Jed, this is the girl. Her name's Walker. Nonani Walker. It's Jed Tyler, Nonani.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Tyler.
Read his eyes bug out of his head. What's the matter, son?
I didn't expect anybody like her. Mrs. Beach said she'd get us somebody, but I didn't.
Well, Ted, this is her. Stagecoach got here about half an hour ago, and I brought her on up here to the house to wait for you. You climb on aboard, Nonani. I'll put your clothes in the bag.
Will you give me your hand, Mr. Tyler?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'll give him my hand.
Quite a ways from the ground. I'm much obliged to you. Of course, I could have got up by myself if I'd wanted to.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, there you are, Jed. You're all set. Now, you come see us next time you're in town, Nonani.
I will, Mr. Beach.
Oh, thanks a lot for everything, Mr. Beach.
You betcha.
All right, boys, let's go. Come on. Let's go.
You're better with horses than you are with girls, ain't you, Mr. Tyler?
Girls ain't like horses.
Well, if you know that, that's something anyway.
Goodbye, Mr. Beach. Thanks again.
Glad to do it, Jed.
Were you thanking him for me?
Oh, he's been mighty nice to us. Finding you and everything.
Come on, you lady, you! Oh, move! Move, can't you? Move!
You act as if you were stuck to that window, Carl. Can't you see him yet?
No, not yet, Ma. Yeah. Yeah, I can, too. There's a buckboard at the top of the rise.
Oh, they're coming. You better lift me up. If I'm laying down, she won't know I can help her with the work, Carl. There's no point scaring her first off.
You do a lot, Ma. She'll find out. You stay flat.
Stay flat.
You turn out more work than any 10 women, even though you do have to be in bed. Golly, Jed and me, we got a hump to keep up with you, Ma.
You're a good boy, Carl.
It'll seem queer, won't it, having her around, I mean.
I hope it won't put your mind away from the wheat.
Nothing could do that. You ought to see that, Ma.
Carl, you ain't been as restless lately. You ain't talked about going away.
Ah, I'm over that. Minnesota's the place for me.
I'm glad. Further west, them Indians. Why seek them out? Why fight them? Leave the west to them savages, I say.
It'd be fine if everybody thought like that.
Oh.
Yes, Jed.
Oh, I didn't hear him drive in. Open the door, Carl.
It is open.
We'll go meet him.
Ma, listen.
Well, don't stand there rooted, Carl.
Ma, she's only the hired girl.
Oh. Jed.
Oh.
Come in, Jed. Come in.
Ma. Ma, this is the girl.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy, Miss Tyler.
Welcome to the farm, such as it is.
Thank you.
You mustn't let me scare you.
You don't scare me, Miss Tyler.
I mean me being in bed. I can do part of the cooking and things. The boys practically moved the kitchen into my bedroom.
I can see they did.
Did Jed tell you your duties?
No. He's kind of tongue-tied, ain't he?
I'll tell him to you, Ma.
I'm to care for the house, ain't I?
You and me both will do it.
But you're sick, and Miss Beach said I was to keep house.
I ain't too sick to help.
Ma's capable. She'll do more than you will.
Oh? Will she?
This is my brother, Carl. Howdy.
Hello, Mr. Tyler.
What's her name, Jed?
Her name's Walker.
The rest of us know Nani. He knew that.
No Nani. That's Indian, ain't it?
Yes.
Indian.
Or star. No Nani means star.
Are you a...
A breed? No, ma'am. My folks lived among them, that's all.
Among Indians?
Yes, in the north.
I don't hold with them. I never did, and I never will.
They'll give what you give. Good for good, bad for bad.
Stay away from them, I say.
You're in their country. Minnesota belongs to them.
Not any longer it don't. They cleared out.
They'll be back if the whites break their promises.
Ma's tired. She's talked enough. You gotta learn when she's tired.
I'll show you your room, Miss Walker.
Ed, Carl can do it.
Ma,
I said Carl can do it. You hear me?
This bundle of your clothes?
Yes. But I can carry it, Mr. Tyler.
Sure you can carry it. Just like a squaw. Come on.
He oughtn't have said that.
Jed, you take that girl back to town.
Why?
Because I don't want her.
Oh, just because she stood by the Indians? That ain't anything to take her back to town for.
It ain't that, son. It's her. There's something in her. You don't see it. You get as far as her eyes, and there you stop.
Why?
You mark me, Jed. She can't keep from hurting any more than she can keep from breathing. You get rid of her. And get rid of her now.
I won, Jed. I won.
You can't beat me again. I'll bet you can't do it again.
I have nearly every day, ain't it?
Yeah, but... Not down to that tree.
You better not go too far from the house, Jed. The Indians might get you.
Oh, you could powwow with them and save me. Couldn't you, Nona?
Maybe I could.
Well, would you?
Maybe I would. Maybe not.
Oh, Nona, don't laugh. Sometimes I'm afraid of you. You never like twice. I don't know which is you.
This is me, Jed. This is me.
Or what is?
This. Like haze over the hills. Like the smoke of the pine logs. I'm light as a breeze, and I could run and run and run, and there ain't enough of me to make a ripple in the wind. I'm a cloud, Jed. A beautiful white cloud. I can float so high, nobody can reach me. Nobody can touch me.
I can touch you.
You shouldn't, Jed. Your mother don't trust me. Whenever we're together, she watches.
Oh, Ma can't tell me who to love and who not to love.
Love?
I love you, Norma.
Jed.
You gotta listen to me. Ever since the first time I met you at Beaches on the ride out from town, and every minute since, you're my head. There ain't room for nothing else.
Loha nunezahu daske lusuna.
What's that mean?
It's an Indian song. Whomsoever I speak unto, he is blinded by love.
Whomsoever? Who else? No, Nani, who else?
Jed.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about my brother?
Jed, don't.
Carl watches you. I've seen him watching.
There's no call to break my
heart.
Who
else?
Jed.
I said who else?
Nobody else. Never before and not now. Not you or anybody.
Not me?
It's a song. That's all I told you. It's just a song.
No, no, there's nobody else. And let it be me.
You?
Marry me, Nona. Let it be me. I love you.
One thing about the man I marry, he's got to run faster than me.
What?
See if you can catch me, Jed.
Wait. Wait, no, Nani, wait!
down in the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs only, please. Smoking in the outer
lobby. Is this the first time this season that you've been in the little theater off Times Square? Then you want to hear the big news from Larry Keating.
Big news, joyful news in thousands of homes across the land. Listen. Your favorite pre-war hand lotion, Italian Balm, is back again. Good, dependable Italian Balm, that rich, quality lotion that served you so well before the war. Yes, its precious ingredients were unavailable during the war years, but now they're back again. Good news? Why say, it's like greeting an old friend and finding everything just like it used to be because famous Italian Balm is made today exactly as it was made before the war. Including every one of its especially selected, tried and true ingredients. You can walk into any one of your favorite stores now and find that famous green and white carton with the words Italian Balm on it. And there is the lotion of which you've said so many times, it just never had an equal. And what's better news than this? Italian Balm is priced exactly as it was before the war. Not a penny more. Same quality, same quantity, same price. And that's something in these days of spiraling prices. Don't you agree? Yes, it's back again. That famous lotion, one drop of which gives both your hands such sure protection against chafing and dryness. It goes farther, lasts longer, is doubly economical to you. Why not get a bottle of Italian Balm tonight?
Second act of No Nanny.
Swing your partner round and round, pocket full of rocks to hold me down. Duck in the river, go to the fort, call you the little rat girl and go. Swing them early, swing them late, swing them round the middle gate. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you do? Red head across the cowboy.
Carl, I got supper laid out for Nona.
She's too busy to eat, Jed.
No wish.
She's dancing. Her and Monty Simmons.
I thought she was going to stay with you while I got a place to sit.
She ain't satisfied to stay as one man.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Just what you think I mean.
Oh, look, Carl, I'm sick of the way you act towards her, Nona.
Are you?
Yeah, and I'm warning you. You never waste a chance to say things like that about her. I'm going to marry her, Carl, and you better remember it.
She's the one who ought to remember it, Jed.
She does.
I'd guess you was the last man on her mind right now.
She's only having a good time. Carl, Nona was made to dance. She loves it. I look at her. She's like a little thoroughbred colt stepping out on the first day of spring. Well, she is. Simmons kissed her. Carl, you see that? He kissed her. Why, that dirty...
Shit, wait a minute.
Let go of me.
That was her fault. Simmons ain't to blame.
He kissed her.
Well, it was her doing. I've been watching her, and I know. If I'd have been him, I'd have done the same thing. She was just asking for it.
He kissed her. I'll kill him for that.
She ain't worth it. Don't be foolish, Jed. Jed, come back here.
Simmons.
Huh? What?
Get away from her. Go on, get away and keep away.
I'm going to give you the beating of your life.
Why, you...
Oh, no.
Come here.
Jed, what's the matter with you? You
want to play her rough, huh?
Yeah.
Money, don't.
She's mine, you hear, Simmons?
Yours. You ain't man enough.
Why, you're right.
You...
Jed, don't let go home, Jed. Let's
go.
Look out for him,
Carl, take him outside. You'll get hurt.
Which one are you worried about, you conniving little witch?
And this is for you, too, Tyler.
Get that chair, Jed. He's going to fall. Get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Jed.
Carl, look how he... Look how he's twisted.
He come at me. You all seen it? He come at me.
Get a doctor, somebody.
Is he hurt bad? Carl, tell me.
You like to hurt people, don't you? Well, you ought to like this, Nonani. You ought to like it fine.
Carl.
Ma?
Carl, I'm just crazy. What is it? You and the doctor brought Jed home an hour ago and have been near crazy. What's the doctor say? Have him come and talk to me.
He's gone, Ma.
Gone? The doctor's gone?
Yeah. He done all he could.
All he could.
My boy's going to die. And she did it. That girl, she did it, Carl. I warned him about her. I told him to send her away. Oh, this is on my head. If it hadn't been for me, she'd never have come here.
Oh, lie quiet and listen to me.
Turn her out. Stomp on her, Carl. Drive her out of this house. Oh, my boy.
Mom, now quit that. Jed ain't gonna die. He's alive. It's his back.
Jed? Jed's going to live?
His back is past helping. Doctor claims he can't walk. Never again. But he ain't gonna die.
Oh, dear God.
He'll just never walk again.
Carl. Carl, that's almost worse for him.
I know.
What'll he do?
Oh, he can figure the books or draw plans for the crops.
Not Jed.
There's nothing else. You expect them to sew dresses?
That girl. That girl. Carl, she's got to leave. Get her out of here.
That's with Jed, Mom.
She brought this on him. You'll drive her to town.
If he don't want her, I'll make her walk to town. But if he does want her, well, it's with him.
Jed, are you asleep?
Nothing, Paula. I ain't asleep.
Well, you'd eat this soup. You ain't hungry. I'll put it here.
No. Would you feed it to me? 3 days I ain't used to this yet. My arm just don't feel attached. Sit down.
No.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I dropped the plate. I only dropped the plate.
What's the matter? Did I hit it?
No.
I just touched your hand and you jumped.
I didn't.
What's the matter?
Joe, don't keep saying that.
Oh, now, honey. Oh, my golly, don't cry. Please don't cry.
I can't stand it. They act like I was something to sit over.
Oh, you pay him no mind. I love you.
What did you do? What did you do?
Oh, no.
Do you think that sets everything straight? Can't you see what's inside me? I'm going away.
You can't. You said you'd marry me. I did this for you.
Not for me. I didn't ask you to fight Monty Simmons. You done it on your own.
He kissed you.
Oh, Jed, what's a kiss?
Plenty when you give it to the wrong man.
But it didn't mean anything. We were dancing and he said something. Or I did. I don't remember it. Wasn't anything.
You pledged to me, Nonani. You pledged to me then, you pledged to me now.
Jed, I can't. I'm going away.
You're not going away. You'll marry me. You promised you would and you will.
I won't. I hate you to touch me.
Nona.
I hate it. I hate it. It makes me crawl. I can't help it, Jed. If it ain't you, it's you being sick. When anybody's sick, I can't bear to be near him. That's why I stay away from your ma as much as I can. I'm alive and I can run and dance and sing the way I was born to. You can't. You're sick and I hate it.
Carl!
What's that?
Carl!
Don't call him.
He'll keep you here. I'll tell him you'll marry me.
I won't.
You will. I'll show you. No, don't leave me. I can't leave you. Leave me. Don't.
Let go of my
hand. No.
Please, Jed, let go of my hand.
Stay with me. Just so I can look at you. That's all. I love you. Stay with me. No, don't leave me.
I can't.
Nona, wait. Nona, wait.
I can't. Oh, Jed, I can't.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs for the outer lobby only, please. Smoking downstairs.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is that bearer of good tidings, Larry Keating.
Almost overnight, the news has spread across the nation, Italian Balm is back again. That old friend of yours, the hand lotion that in the years before the war served you so faithfully in guarding your skin against dryness, roughness, and chapping. It's back at your favorite store.
My, but it's good to see it again. I missed it so in the war years. My eyes just popped when I saw Italian Balm at the store last week. I could hardly believe it. It was like meeting a long absent friend. And I knew that once again my worries about skin dryness and rough, red-looking hands were at an end.
Yes, you've no idea how fondly attached women become to the famous skin softener Italian Balm. There's nothing that gives such dependable protection, they say. Without Italian Balm, my hands always feel dry after dishwashing and kitchen work, say others. Truly, my skin never did feel comfortably smooth until I found Italian Balm, is the word from countless women.
And now it's back, and made exactly as it was before the war. Same quality, same quantity, same price.
Get your bottle tonight or tomorrow. Enjoy again the smooth, soft skin that so many women say comes only from using Italian Balm.
first nighters are on in their seats, ready for the last act. And there goes the curtain.
What are you doing in the barn, Nanani?
Ma wants eggs for supper.
Well, get them. Go on back to the house.
So I can hurry to your brother?
That's right.
Do I finish milking the cow for you?
Nope.
I thought you'd say yes. You seem to dote on me working.
Everybody has to work on a farm.
To keep their minds off things? Is that it, Carl? Take you. What do you think of that work drives out of your head? Dancing, maybe? Or girls? Or maybe me?
I don't think of you.
There ain't a minute when you don't think of me.
That ain't true.
It is. That first day when you called me a squaw, you were jealous because I was with Jed. You were jealous of the dance. You felt just like Jed when Monty kicked me. You can't tell me what's in your eyes ain't there because I can see it myself.
You dry up, Nanani. Dry up and go to the house.
To Jed? Go to Jed?
You're his. You promise to him and you'll stand by your promise. I'll see to that.
You will see.
You...
And you hear me, Carl? No man. Sometimes I don't even belong to myself. There's something outside me, bigger in me, and sometimes I almost bust with it. It makes me run, and nothing can tie me, nothing. I told Jed, but he wouldn't listen. I'm telling you. You're stronger than him, but you couldn't tie me.
No.
No.
Couldn't I?
Carl. Carl.
I can tie you, Nanny. To my brother. You're going to marry him. He wants it that... I don't know why.
Do you want it that way?
Yes.
You kiss a lot better than you lie.
I ain't lying.
You are. Oh, Carl, I ain't for Jed. It'll kill me to stay with him. Take me away. Please, take me away.
Take you away? So that's what this was for.
Please, Carl. He went around Jed. I can't do it. I don't mean any harm, but I just can't do it. Take me away.
I wouldn't have you. That's something new in it. Here's a man who wouldn't have you. I'll find the eggs and get out of here. Supper will be late.
Boy, don't it let up. We've had rain for 4 days now, Jed. 4 solid days. The wheat's ruined. He's just satisfied.
I just wish Carl would come move my bed back to my room. I'm tired.
Nanani here?
What?
Nanani, Jed. Nanani. When did you see her last?
About an hour ago. She's in her room.
No, she ain't. She ain't anywhere. I went to the barn. There's a horse missing. Jed, she's gone.
What?
Her clothes. There's no clothes in the room, neither.
Thanks, the dear Lord.
She's got a start on me, but I'll find her for you, Jed.
No, Carl. Let her go. Let her go.
I'll find her for you.
Carl, wait. The roads are treacherous in all this rain. Don't follow her.
Nona.
Oh, not both, my sons. Not both.
Nona!
Carl Tyler.
Oh, Carl. You looking for Nanani?
Yeah.
Well, I was going after him myself as soon as I could saddle a horse.
After them?
Yeah. After her and Monty Simmons. They come by here, but I couldn't stop them. They're heading for St. Anthony.
Monty Simmons. Come on.
Stop me, Carl. The river's running wild. The bridge is down. It's too dark for him to see.
Simmons. Simmons, the bridge is out. The bridge.
Oh, you idiot. Come on, boy. Come on.
Nanani, stop the horses, you'll crash. The bridge is out. Simmons, Nanani, look out. Come on, boy, come on.
Nanani! Nanani! Tyler!
Oh, you jumped free, you dirty coward.
No, I was thrown clear. I swear I was thrown clear. I seen the bridge was up, but I couldn't stop in time. Nanani went over the bank. She's down there somewhere. Tyler, she asked her to take it away. She did, yes.
Get the rope off my saddle. The current will carry her downstream.
I don't think she's in the water. I think she hit the rock.
The rock? Get my rope, Simmons.
She asked me to take her away. She did. Yeah.
Nanani.
Yeah, I see her.
Nona. Nona, I'm coming down. Simmons, hurry up.
I got it. Here's the rope.
Keep one end of it, and I'll keep the other.
She ain't in the river, is
no,
she?
No, it'd be better if she was. She fell on the rocks down there. Hang on to this rope now, Simmons. We'll need it for her. I'm going to jump.
Fasten her, and I'll pull her up.
Nona. Nona, can you hear me?
Is it Carl?
Yeah, it's me.
Nona, I yelled for you about the bridge. I tried to warn you.
I can't breathe, Carl.
Oh, we'll get you to shelter. I'll tie this rope around you so Simmons can pull you up.
No, don't. Don't move me.
It's no use. I told you you couldn't tie me. Remember?
Are you hurt bad, Nanani?
You ought to like this fight.
Oh, no, no.
We were going to St. Anthony's to get passage north.
I was fetching in a jet.
A jet? Was that what you wanted, Carl? Are you still frowning at me? I can't see you in the dark. You still hate me, Carl.
The nanny?
You hate me, do you?
I love you.
Yes, I told you that, too.
We'll go north together, Nanani. We can get married in St. Anthony. Oh, Nona, please, I love you. I started to say it 1,000 times, but you was Jed. You belong to him. Now I don't care.
I don't belong to anybody, Carl. Always running. Can't help it. Tell Jed I'm sorry. Ran from him. And I'm running from you. Even from you.
You can't run from me, Nona. I love you. Oh, you was right in the barn. I love you. Nona, listen to me. Listen. Nona?
Tyler! What's the matter? Tyler, I'm waiting. Ain't you ready?
There's no hurry now. No. No hurry now.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A new play has just scored an opening night hit at the Little Theater of Times Square. This is the way in the play of bowing above the footlights. The audience has called them again and again. Next week, we hope you'll join us again for another opening night performance at the Little Theater of Times Square. We'll promise you some good laughs in advance, for you'll hear a fast-moving comedy called Doc and Bull Story. You'll laugh at the actor who tries to raise the bull, and the bull who has his own ideas about actors. So be sure to tune in next week at this same time. And now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Is your cabinet the first matter?
Thank you. Good night. Campana's First Night of Programs, starring Barbara Luddy and Owen Soule, is a copyrighted radio feature. Tonight's play was pure fiction and did not refer to real people or actual events.
Talk about fun. There's no thrill to equal the discovery of a new fragrance. You'll agree when you try Old South's new romantic fragrance, Cotton Blossom Cologne. So fresh, so crisp, so lasting. Ask for Cotton Blossom Cologne by Old South at Better Toiletries Counter.
First Nighter program came to you over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.